current whereabouts unknown. Things really got interesting when investigative journalist Katie Buranek published the first in a series of scathing stories exposing a conspiracy involving illegal testing of drugs on the nation's most elite special operators, the sharing of top-secret NSA-gathered intelligence information with certain individuals in the financial industry to assist in the assassination of innocent civilians, and a program of intentional radicalization of jihadi assets by elements of the U.S. government for domestic terrorist operations, leading all the way to the SecDef herself. Ms. Buranek was uncooperative in assisting investigators to unravel the story, instead telling them to wait for her next exposé. Among the piles of evidence collected by the special prosecutor was a cell phone belonging to James Reese of Coronado, California. Having not been used in the preceding weeks that Reese was on the move, it sat untouched on the dresser of his California home until it was subsequently collected by investigators. Later, after it had been tagged, exploited, and stored into evidence, a call had come in and gone to voicemail. Head and Spine Associates, La Jolla, California.
Hello, Mr. Reese, this is Dr. German. We've been trying to get in touch with you. We usually don't leave messages like this, but I wanted you to hear this as soon as possible. Your biopsy came back, and under the circumstances, it is the best news that we could expect. Your tumor is what's called a cerebral convexity meningioma, which is a very common and slow-growing lesion. Based on the type and location of the mass, I am very confident that I can remove it surgically. We are talking a 75% or better survival rate. It could be causing you headaches, which is nothing to be alarmed about. Please call us back and my assistant will schedule you an appointment for a follow-up. We can speak in more detail at my office. Again, sorry to have to leave this on your voicemail, but I didn't want you to worry needlessly. Have a great day and enjoy your new lease on life, Commander.
The Terminal List, a thriller, was written by Jack Carr and read by Ray Porter. Editing and post-production by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, technical director. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. The Terminal List, a thriller, is available in print from Emily Bessler Books.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.